The Crimson Hawks continue their winning ways over the Ashland University Eagles with a 19-10 victory, and IUP got out to a 7-0 lead on an 11-yard run by Adam Hauser, and the extra point was good. This was after the ball had been snapped over the head of the punter of Ashland, and that set it up from the 11-yard line, and Hauser did the trick. A 33-yard field goal by Nick Andresi came to make it a 10-0 game, and that was in the first quarter. In the second period, the Crimson Hawks came back with another Andresi 31-yard field goal to make it 13-0. That was the halftime score. But Ashland regrouped, came back in the second half, and they got a 35-yard pass play from their quarterback Trevor Basinski to Jared Joseph, and they scored, got on the board, and made it a 13-7 game. That was a 94-yard drive in seven plays. The Crimson Hawks also in the third period answered on a terrific catch by Maurice Massey, the new wide receiver, and a 15-yard pass reception from Karst Hunter. Diebner attempted to make a catch for a two-point conversion. That was no good, but the score was 19-7. And then Ashland again scored as the third quarter ended. A five-play, 48-yard drive took a minute and 54 seconds. They got a 38-yard field goal to make it 19-10. Ashland actually got the ball back with a minute 43 to go, but they were down by 9, and time ran out as they ended on the 2-yard line. The Crimson Hawks went at 19-10 to go 5-0 against Ashland all-time. Karst Hunter was our player of the game. He went 17 for 25, 176 yards and a touchdown. Also threw a pick and ran for 34 yards and had a big, big first down on a rush late in the game. And the Sheasley electrifying play of the game, well, that was the punt, as we said, attempted punt. That was a bad snap from the Ashland team. So Ashland's 0-1. That snaps their 8-game winning streak. IUP will go to Lock Haven next week for a 6 o'clock game with a 1-0 record. Crimson Hawks win it 19-10. Jack Benedict for your hometown radio station.